178. A Nighttime Adventure. Cal put a finger to his lips and whispered that he was putting our plan into effect. I put forward that it was still too early. Everyone wasn't sleeping yet. But he just smiled and shook his head. We sneaked around the back of the house. We hadn't put a lot of time into planning this adventure, but we hoped it would put an end to our agony. We had to sneak into the girls' dorm, or we'd never be alone with our girlfriends again. If only they hadn't put new time limits in force, we would have been fine. But now we could hardly ever see them, and it was putting us under a lot of stress. Now we were putting aside our fear of being caught and expelled, and putting into practice all that we had said about defying the new rules. We just hoped it wouldn't put the girls out. It didn't. When we successfully climbed in their windows, we put away our black clothes and spent some quality time with them. My girlfriend didn't even put me down for taking such a risk. She just put her ideas across by pulling me in for a kiss. Later, after we left, we were careful to put back the ladder we had used so that no one would ever know we had used it. No one ever knew. And we made many more such visits.